All right. Why is it not working?
It's been a while.
The following broadcast is awesome.
What about the podcast?
What about the podcast? We're back.
We're back from our hiatus.
I say we, because there's two of us here.
Right, as opposed to the last episode, which was...
Which we're not going to talk about.
Is my solo episode.
It's just
I tried to...
Let's just not go there.
I tried to use our fame as my own, and it backfired.
It backfired.
It really did.
Just goes to show you what you do when you don't have an eye in team. Or something.
Or something. Something like that.
There's no we in team. No, wait. Never mind.
There's no... I don't care.
There's an eam in team.
There's no...
There's also...
There's a me.
There's a me.
E and the M.
E and the M. Put that together. Mm-hmm. There's meat as well. There's meat team. Meat.
Team, that's T E.
There's meat.
It's not exactly. It's not backwards.
No, not quite.
That would have been something.
Unless you don't care how you spell, and then it could be
meat.
Meat. Some people spell meat M A E T. I like to eat meat.
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 Want to eat some meat, mate? Mate.
Meat. Well, we're off to a great start.
Yeah, it's, I like it.
Yeah. What's on the docket?
I don't know. We didn't think it through so much this time.
So it's just like routine.
Just like always.
Just like always.
Nothing to plan, nowhere to go.
Just us and a team of analysts that are like, it's like we're, you know what I imagine? If everyone would just close their eyes, they could picture us here, and it's like, we're in this huge stadium, right? And we just jumped into the crowd and we're crowd surfing. And it's the team of analysts that are just pushing us all along. And they're making this thing go. So just keep that in mind.
We're doing that right now.
Yeah.
We're crowd surfing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a metaphor, but it's also real.
Wow.
It's a real metaphor.
That was crazy.
That
blew my mind a little bit.
Yeah, well, just keep on listening, and there's more to come. What are we doing? It's been a while.
It's been a couple months.
It's
been a while.
So is this like season two?
I guess.
We
haven't done any summer episodes, have we?
No, we have not.
Oh my gosh. And we're halfway done with the summer.
Yeah. Maybe we switch to season. Maybe now when we upload the podcast to whatever this service is we use, we have to now say we're in season two. How do you feel about that?
Sounds good.
Can season one end? I mean, I feel like your solo episode was a good season one finale.
Okay.
It's like we came to a crisis point. We broke a little.
We did. We bent and then we broke a little.
We bent and then we broke. And then we were kind of rubble for a while. Just a pile of ruin.
Right.
Of non-existent, non-verbal, non-podcast ruin.
But
like all good things,
we've molded ourselves back together.
Yeah, it's like we're made of something very special, like liquid mercury.
Like what's that stuff called? Graphene.
Graphene. No, I don't. What is graphene?
I don't know. I heard about it, and apparently it's the greatest discovery invention of the 21st century, but I don't really know what it is.
Is it an oil derivative?
No, it's like graphite, but different. Is graphite an oil?
I don't think so.
I thought it was like, I don't know what it is. It's a metal, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't really know. I don't know any of that stuff that you're talking about.
Me neither.
But it sounds cool.
It does. Kind of sounds cool like name.
Vibranium. You know, it's
got. Is that real?
Yeah. Didn't you see it in the Black Panther movie?
Well, I've never really seen it on a real, like, periodic table.
Yeah.
Well, or like heard anybody talk about it outside the context of fiction.
Black, yeah. Well, it's kind of like, you know how there's the web and then there's the dark web? There's the periodic table and then there's the dark periodic table that only those
like you can
really
only see it at night.
Yeah, only or if you're really underground.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should look into that.
You should.
What else would you find on there?
Well, I don't know that I should speculate freely here about that. I mean, this podcast,
you're gonna get some underground people pretty mad at you if you keep divulging.
I mean, it's just not something you put on iTunes and Spotify.
That's true. We're a family podcast.
We are a family podcast, and we want to keep it that way.
All right, I guess we'll leave that at that then.
Yes, we will. Never to be broached again as a subject.
All right.
All right. So, tell me, what's in store for season two on What About the Podcast?
I think we're going to see, because it's season two.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see two times the amount of action.
Yeah.
Two times the amount of heartbreak.
Hmm. It's inevitable.
Two times the amount of passion.
Yeah. Okay. And that starts right now.
That starts right now. Exactly.
It's already started. I mean, I just feel like we're two times What About the Podcast in general right now.
Right. Especially since we've hired two times the analysts.
That's why we can crowd surf in season two.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. So I like our new studio. It's interesting that we got an upgrade for season two.
Yeah. Are you talking about the stadium that we're crowd surfing in, or?
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
That studio, the stadium studio. I guess I just, you know, to me, I'm trying to keep everything in perspective, being the humble person I am. So stadium, it's a studio, whatever,
right?
It's all a studio to me.
Yeah.
Life is a studio. It's all
life, know. Life is like one big canvas.
Yeah.
And we're painting our,
more like walking paintbrushes.
We're like walking paintbrushes.
Yes.
We're
crowd surfing.
We have two paintbrushes instead of legs.
And we just crowd surf. We're like, if you imagine two paintbrushes, but they're us instead of the paintbrushes.
Right.
And we're crowd surfing over a field of analysts, which is standing on the world, which is our canvas.
And
the
analysts are like, you're getting paint on me.
And we're like, okay, analyst, whatever. You like it. We know you like it. You wouldn't show up for work every day if you didn't like it.
You're getting paid for this.
Yeah.
Just deal with it.
You're getting paid buku. Buku bucks. That's how buku. Much our analysts get paid. They get paid buku.
When someone says, oh, you're an analyst on Ad and Dad, What About the Podcast? How much do you get paid? They just say buku bucks.
Buku. That's all I'm allowed to say about my paycheck. You
buku
know,
bucks.
Because of privacy rights.
Right.
Right.
And privacy wrongs.
Yep.
Those two.
And the insane amount of cash that's coming their way.
Oh. The insane amount of buku dollars.
Buku dollars.
Buku bucks.
Well, I guess to recap, in season one, we had a leaderboard. And Hubble ended season one at the top of that leaderboard.
He had 12 points.
12 points, just to recap.
Kalmia had
four or six, something in there. Something. Yeah. And that's how we ended. So it was kind of pretty lacking overall as a season for points in general.
I think we need probably a new leaderboard.
But listen to this. We have a challenger. We have an avid listener who wants to set up an opportunity to come on our show, What About the Podcast, and dethrone the current leader. Tell me more. That was what was pitched to me. They said, I'm sick of Hubble being number one all season one. This is buku BS. They didn't say that. I just made that up right now. But they,
it sounds catchy. I'll give you that.
Buku BS. Anyway, I think that next episode, we're going to have a challenge for this person.
Can you give us any names?
I can, on air? I can say that this person is kind of a big deal in the local community. And it's someone who it's going to be interesting, because let me just say that there's going to be some personal dynamics that get played out if this person takes on and defeats the challenge of dethroning Hubble, because I know that this person may be close personally, works with, otherwise, comes into proximity to Hubble fairly often. So we could be seeing something that is a really strange power dynamic play out in what happens in the leaderboard for season two here at What About the Podcast.
Oh my gosh. Can I guess?
You can.
Is it Nate Staniforth?
Nate Staniforth, it is not.
I can't think of anyone else.
So you get 0 points, so you still have not made the leaderboard.
But I'm third.
You're third? Do you have any points?
No, but we're all kind of third.
We're all kind of, everyone is third.
Until they get some points.
Mm-hmm. That should be our cut line for season two. Ad and Dad, What About the Podcast, season two.
Everyone is third.
Everyone is third.
It's kind of morbid.
Yeah.
In a way.
Well, you know, actually, this challenger may dethrone even that idea, because if this person does enter the leaderboard,
then will everyone be fourth?
Yes, exactly. So, anything to review?
Roger Federer.
Roger Federer.
He just, as of today, the day we're streaming this, not the day that it'll come out to everybody.
The day that it's being...
The day that it's being created and molded.
The day that we're crowd surfing in the stadium.
Exactly. Which would be today, in other words.
Right now.
He has exited Wimbledon.
Exited. Like, got up and left, or...
Well, yeah.
He left.
But he left because he lost.
Oh, he has exited the competition.
Right. And the place, too, probably, at this point.
So he will not place?
No.
I don't know what that means, though, but...
I don't either, but his competitor...
Yes.
He won the game.
He won the game.
And so when that happens, the other person's out.
You win or you lose.
No ties in tennis.
No ties
They actually do, for the skeptics out there. They have a thing called the tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
and they're not afraid to use it.
What is that entail in tennis?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Maybe they do like a high jump where they raise the tennis net higher and higher.
Oh yeah, that'd be interesting.
They have to leap over it.
A whole different game.
While hitting the
ball. Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's true, what you just said.
Well, I don't either.
I've gone through little spurts in the past where I've watched some tennis. It's not really a major sport that I keep up with. But, you know, when Serena and Venus were beginning, it was pretty interesting. It was pretty fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because they were so dominant.
That's why I love watching the Golden State Warriors.
What?
Because it's like, nobody ever has a chance of ever coming close to ever beating them, ever.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't you just love it when you know exactly who's going to win before anything happens? It's like, it just takes all of the
fun,
the unknown
out of it.
Not all the fun.
Oh.
It's way more fun when you know exactly what's going to happen.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Golden State. So what were you reviewing? Roger Federer?
Well, I just felt like I should keep everyone informed.
Oh, okay.
Because from the recent poll, the poll that we've done showed that this is 90% of people's primary news source.
Oh, what about the podcast?
Yeah, and it's got me thinking. That statistic alone has got me thinking. Maybe we need to hire one of our many, many hundreds of thousands of analysts. Maybe we should just get one fact checker.
A fact checker.
Because a lot of the time, like, I'm fairly sure that most of the stuff we say is untrue.
Is untrue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm untrue in saying that, but that would just prove my point.
Yeah. So why would we get a fact checker? Then they would just tell us when we're wrong.
Yeah.
We don't want that. Do we?
Well, how are other people going to? It's not about us. It's about the people that listen to this being well informed.
But does it matter? Does well informed matter?
Well, now that you mention it.
I mean, I don't want to cause an existential crisis here for anyone, but
I don't know that it does.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Wow.
That was a silly thought that I just had.
Yeah, I feel
kind of depressed. I mean, it doesn't. We don't need that.
No. What do we need? What do we need? What do you hope for season two? I mean, I know you said it's going to be twice the passion, twice the what else? Drama? No.
What do I want for season two?
Twice the action.
What do I want?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you hope unfolds? What are your goals for this season?
A pay raise, maybe?
Buku bucks ain't enough for you?
Buku.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that buku bucks are great, but maybe sometime I want some
dollars.
Domo dollars.
Domo dollar. Domo dollars. Those domo dollars are going to rain down on me all the time. Domo dollars going to rain down on me and my brain. That just became kind of like Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care, Jimmy Crackhorn. Oh, man. I watched way too much TV growing up.
Me too.
Yeah, you watch too much YouTube.
That's why I'm glad that I'm a grown adult.
It's not
adult
even TV right anymore. Now. It's not
I'm
even
so
TV.
Happy that I'm a grown adult.
Yeah.
At right now.
Mm-hmm. That being said, what do you think about adults in general. You know what I don't like?
What?
I don't like the term adulting.
What is that? I'm unfamiliar.
Turning adult into a verb.
What? But what do people use adulting to refer to?
I don't know. Like someone will clean their, they'll do their dishes and say,
I'm adulting.
I'm adulting. Or
if somebody says that, you know they're not an actual adult.
You think so?
If an actual adult claims to be adulting,
yeah,
that's just redundant. Everything you do is adulting.
Yeah.
You could do the most childish thing. You could buy a kiddie pool. That's adulting because you're an adult.
Yeah. There's real problems with the term adult. And
adulting.
And adults. Frankly, adults, adulting, and adults. I think I said adults twice, but you know what I mean. They're all problematic. Don't lose your youth, kids. Don't lose your youth, kids. Your youth will leave you.
Don't lose your youth, all sad forever. Look how big my sine waves were when
no one cares.
It didn't clip.
Mm-hmm. Unless you got really crappy headphones when you're listening to this, then maybe it's
if
all.
If you're
clipping.
Listening to this on with crappy headphones, do yourself a favor.
Maybe we should do a little.
Go out and buy some Audio Technica ATH M30Xs.
And now we've entered another review.
They're the best headphones I've ever used. And I've used.
I've used some
Bose headphones. I've gone to the Bose store. They're great. They're under $60, and they sound phenomenal.
That's good.
Yeah, they're really great for podcasting. Mm-hmm.
If only we had thousands of more followers, you might be able to get some money from them. If only we had as many followers as we had analysts.
Right. Well, yeah, that's if that were to happen, I'm bound to do a pump and dump at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody buy this stock.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2 days, I'm going to sell all my shares before it plummets.
Yes, that's what that would be.
You know 50 Cent did that once?
Mm-hmm. Just because you've told me that before.
He almost got in a lot of trouble. But then they were like, it turns out that he never explicitly told them to buy it. He just told them that he really liked the stock and he knew for certain that it was going to go up in value. And everyone thought, that's basically him telling us what to do. And so they did it.
Interesting, sort of.
That's the most I get
okay.
normally.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe we could do an audio test. If someone's listening, so they can check their headphones. Do you want to do a little audio test?
Audio test. So what I've done is I've gone to my equalizing knob and I've turned my mid and my low all the way to zero and I've turned my high frequency all the way up so that you can only hear the tinny high part of my voice, which isn't really that different from my regular voice.
What have you done to my microphone?
I haven't done anything to your microphone, Dad.
Oh, sorry. It was just me, I guess. What are you doing to it now? You're not doing anything, so I'll just have to do this myself. Right now, I'm speaking low. I'm breathing heavy into the mic.
Does my voice sound more regular now? A little bit less high? A little bit like a normal voice might sound?
Yeah, it sounds more adult.
Well, I've turned the bass and the mid-range.
Yes.
In my equalize button knob setup upwards. So hopefully I sound like a more adult person.
Fascinating.
I know.
Oh, I know too.
Look how low I can go.
Oh. Help you go low. All right. So we're reaching the 25-minute mark, which means it's time to wrap this up.
All right. Well, I just want to promote my new book on tape.
Oh, really?
I'm going to play the first page of the first chapter for you.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
So here's what it sounds like.
Okay. This is Adam's Ads book on tape. Whoa. Was that it?
Yeah, that's it.
The whole thing?
The whole first page of the first chapter.
Wow.
Sounded like multiple pages to me, but is that just because it's
That's the beauty of my book. It's one page within many pages.
Hmm. It's like a fractal book. It just keeps unfurling. The further
or it's like
deep
a,
you dig in, the more deep you go.
What's the thing called where it's like a like a thing, but you flip it.
You flip it, and then it becomes another
thing. It's like a
thing.
It's like you take a strip of paper, and you, it's called a Mobius.
A Mobius strip. Yes.
And you can cut your bagels like it by starting in upwards, and as you go around, go sideways and upside down.
Whoa!
And then you'll have a bagel that you can spread without picking your knife up.
Whoa!
And you can get both sides.
That's a great tip. I think really that tip has made this podcast very useful to people as well as entertaining, I hope.
Thank you.
Yeah. So stay tuned for next week where we will have season 2, episode 2 and a challenge to the leaderboard.
By not bye. Nate Staniforth.
Oh, I thought you were saying by like
by as in by. By not Nate Staniforth.
By not Nate Staniforth, the local
not,
magician.
Not Staniforth.
Mm-hmm.
Nate Staniforth, more like not Staniforth.
Wow. Anything else? Are we done?
I